Ballinger. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, March 1st, 1905. Dear Brother Ballinger, I have just had an interview with Sister Taphouse about a Miss Williams, who, it is thought, would make an excellent matron for the Paradise Valley Sanitarium. Mrs. Taphouse says that Miss Williams received the truth through Bible readings given by her husband, and she gives her the highest recommendations. Miss Williams is now in Nebraska, where she has been nursing. She has been earning $20 a week, but she is a Christian woman, and she would not ask the sanitarium to pay her this. Mrs. Taphouse says that just now Miss Williams is free, and I told her to write to her and see if she would be willing to come. We must make an effort to secure her, for, from what I hear of her, she seems to be thoroughly competent. She is well fitted to receive the patients. We need a matron who will make a favorable impression on those who come to the institution, and one who can help them spiritually. I am in favor of securing the services of Miss Williams if this can be done. Please let me know what you think of it. I think we would be doing the right thing in engaging one so competent. The Paradise Valley Sanitarium is just beginning its work, and at this time, it needs the best kind of help. I think that Miss Williams is the one we should have as matron. We need first-class helpers, and I am in favor of her coming. Please let us know if there is any opening for Mabel White in the sanitarium. She has been nursing in Reno, but I think that the work is too heavy for her to do continuously. I should be glad to have her connected with the sanitarium in San Diego. W.C. White is still at Mountain View. He may not return till the beginning of next week. He will wish to see Brother Palmer, I am sure. I understand that Brother and Sister Palmer are to leave Paradise Valley today, Wednesday. I am very busy reading the proofs of Ministry of Healing and the matter that is to go into the next testimony regarding the work for the colored people of the southern states. I am glad that you are of good courage in the Lord. You cannot think how thankful I am that there are two sanitariums in running order in Southern California. I hope that great good will be accomplished by these institutions. I was glad to read what you wrote about some belonging to the higher classes being at the San Diego Sanitarium. This is a class that we need to reach. Time is short, and the Lord would have the truth proclaimed in the highways and the byways. Angels of God will go before those who lift up the standard and wisely proclaim the truth. In closing, I would ask you not to forget that sometime a sanitarium will be needed in Redlands. When you have opportunity, examine the field cautiously and tell us what you find there. We must not allow others to get in ahead of us and shut us off. Now is the time to make discreet inquiries.